ஓம் சாந்தி. A few weeks ago, somebody had put across a question. It's a very practical question, and he was asking, "Sister, when I have all the good intentions in my life, and I want to really bring benefit to others, how is it I don't see those kind of results? You know, I work for it, I put my heart into it, and then I see that things are not happening in the way that it has to, and so then I'm upset and I don't believe in positivity. I don't believe in, you know, keeping myself that clear that I'm going to get it. So what is it that I'm doing that is going wrong?" Yeah? If someone were to ask you that question, what answer would you give? There's a whole lot of people out there who have the same kind of a situation where they have very high intentions to achieve and to better, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in career. It may be a small little task, but they want to do well. But then when it really comes to it, then, you know, probably it doesn't really happen the way you want it. So what do you think is wrong? What do you feel? What comes into your mind? Yes? It is? Okay. And methodology is wrong. Okay. Huh? What is wrong? Timing may be wrong. Okay. Maybe they are too much of a hurry to get it done, and see the results there. Any more thoughts out there? Expectation. You're not satisfied enough. Self? Okay. Anymore? Attached to the problem. They're stuck to the problem. You were saying? There is a need for more persistence. Maybe very rigid in wanting the way they want it, and they can't see what they're getting. Now see, I don't know how much of a height this stage is, right? It could be 3 feet, probably around 3 feet. Now the thing is, I made all the effort to climb quite a few steps there to come and sit here. All of you, you don't mind me saying it, but you have not made that much effort. You walked in comfortably and you've come and you have seated yourself there. So I have made about 6 steps effort than you. So I have the best view possible. Yes? So I've climbed up this 3 feet and so I can see all of you, but none of you have the view that I have. So should I enjoy this moment or not? Should I? Kushi manao ki nahi manao? Manana chahi? Now, okay. Now, if I have reached this 6 feet, let us say this 3 feet, and I'm not happy, will I be happy when I reach 6 feet? Not possible. You're not, this is a training. 1 feet height happiness determines, there is guarantee and there's assurance that by the time you reach your 3rd feet or 4th feet, you will be happy. This is guaranteed. This is training. Right? So the thing is, if I'm not able to count what is happening, what I'm receiving, and I'm only seeing what I'm not getting, this is not a balanced outlook. A loving heart always tells you, look, look what you got. What a lovely thing. You should really enjoy what you have. There was someone who got a Young Scientist Award. From at that time, from President Abdul Kalam. So I called him up and I said, congratulations, Varun, you got the Young Scientist Award. What a lovely opportunity you got. He said, Didi, ye koi badi baat nahi hai. What means badi baat nahi hai? It is a badi baat. You're getting it from the president, the award. I mean, that's wonderful, isn't it? He said, no, 20 aur log ko bhi mila. So even if they all got it, but I know you, and I'm very happy to know you. When I can't enjoy these moments, and I can't see what I'm receiving continuously, I don't have that vision to see. So the moment where I can really, really know that I'm on this 3 feet height, I'll always see that I'm below the 6 feet. I always mention this when I was studying in school. So just outside the school premises, there was a slope. And you can climb up and you can have the best view of Hyderabad. So as you climb up, even a few steps, and then you can still have a view. By the time you reach on top, you have the best view possible. So myself and a few friends of mine, we would all climb up after school hours. And what just would happen that we had a few girls in our group who are not really keen climbing up. So they keep saying, "Aur kitna chadhna hai? Aur kitna chadhna hai? Arey, chodo to sahi, you get the best view." So every time we would stop, they are really not enjoying. See how much we have to climb. And by the time we reach on to the top, you can see everything. I mean, almost the whole Hyderabad. And it's a lovely sight. So, and we are enjoying, we are looking at everything there. And these girls would be sitting there, cribbing. They would say, "Dekho, kitna utarna hai, dekho abhi." The effort that I make, whatever effort I make, whether at work, whether in a relationship, anything you make, instantly you're able to experience the benefit. You should be. Not out there, here. There is someone who is, he's doing very bad in his business right now. Very bad. It is all over the newspapers, back in Hyderabad. So one of our senior sisters went up to him and she said, "Don't worry, everything will be all right. All your problems will go away." You know, she just gave that little, kind of feeling that he would feel some support. So, "Ab chinta ne karo." He looked at the senior sister and he said, "Kaun se problem? What problem? Problem to khatam ho gaya." She said, "What do you mean? I mean, it's there all over the newspapers that you're in real bad situation in your business. How come you're saying that it's okay?" He said, "Benji, the problems are there, but they're over here. Yahan khatam ho gaya." So to have that balance, to know that this is reality, but I don't let my intellect and my feeling and everything get caught up in it. But to know there is this little eye of the storm, my own little secret world, that I keep that calm. And that doesn't come instantly like that. It comes with a little practice. What I have been talking to myself for a period of time, for a long period of time. Yeah. So somebody was telling, what is the best way to manage? And I said, you know what? You can do a lot, the balance is, get a lot of things done, do a lot, but think very less. If you're thinking as much as you're doing, even if you receive something great, you won't feel great. Because there's so much energy invested unnecessarily. Now you're all sitting here, comfortably, I'm sure. Now I won't let you go for another 1 hour, whether you like it or not. You have to listen to me. Now while sitting here, that you know pretty well is going to go on till 5:30. We're sitting here and you are thinking, I wonder what I will do after 5:30. I wonder what is there for dinner here today. You won't be knowing what is there for dinner till it is 7:30. And you can't walk out of here. Even if you walk out, you won't know. But when a thought cannot be followed by a positive action, it's a waste thought. When we invest so much of these waste thoughts, we lose energy and there is imbalance. There's a lot of imbalance. And any extremity is a weakness. If you say, I love it so much, I have so much love, too much of it is bothersome. Somebody was telling me, sister, you know, I need to get a job somewhere away from home. And I said, you know, you're a single child, you know? And why would you want to go away from home? I mean, it's good to be here, get a job in the city, you've got lovely opportunities here. Why would you want to go away? I said, sister, I have only one problem. What is it? He said, it is my mother's love. Well, mother's love is good, no? As far as I would know. He said, no, it is suffocating. How is it suffocating? Said, eat, drink, sleep, get up. Continuously she's after my case. And I don't think so, I enjoy that. So I need little freedom. So when we contribute something too much time into things, it's not needed. You're thinking about something you want to solve right now. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Most times when you let go, you get the solution. You get that clarity. You understand what you have to do. You know where to go and what to do. There was this person who was sharing his little story, his experience about letting go. I don't really understand what his business is all about, but his business is about buying very bad industries and dividing it and selling it, something like that. So he did something politically. He voiced out some opinions which were very wrong, I mean, according to some political groups and corners, and so he was in trouble. He was in such a trouble that he had come to a point where he had to close his factory. Until unless he gets this signature from one senator, this is in America, so he had to get it from the senator. And he's been trying so hard to reach him, and it was impossible. Every time he'll reach there, there's always a block, and said, no, I mean, you can't get through here, he's not available, he's not there. So it became very difficult for him. At that point of time, he got an invitation for a value-based business seminar organized by Brahma Kumaris in London. So they called him, you know, why don't you come? Because you are all about values in business. And he really, really worked for values in his own business. So why don't you come over? So he said, I can't, because this is the situation I'm in. And I have to, you know, get the signature from the senator, and it's so difficult, he's not available. I said, okay, then you think it's possible, please fly over, because it's starting from Friday, you know, the seminar. And somehow, on Friday, he was there in our retreat center in London. He was there. So everybody went up to him and asked him, Ben, is it okay, like you're here? How did you manage it? Did you get the signature at all? He said, no, I just, you know, I've been working on this for 2 months. It didn't work out. And I thought the best thing I should do is to be in a place where my heart is. Because I've used my head a lot already. How to meet and what to do and planning and this and that. Now I think I need to let go, you know. So I thought I should be here in the right, this is the right place for me to share my thoughts and listen and learn, you know. As this is like, you know, everybody's standing out there and having tea and things like that, is sharing. And suddenly, you know, this conversation went across to the person standing a little away, and they came across. I said, "What's going on? What was the problem? What is the situation?" And she said, "Oh, I'm also from America." So they greeted and introduced each other, and they said, "What's going on?" He said, "This is what is the problem. The senator, I couldn't find him anywhere." So she asked, "Who is the senator? What is his name?" And he mentioned. She was shocked. You know, she looked quite taken aback, and she said, "I am his secretary." "You are his secretary?" "Yes, I am his secretary. Give me your papers. He's in Hawaii. You know, I don't think anybody can reach him in this few months. Please give me your papers and I will fax it." He got the signature. Most times when you let go, and this is a true story, when we hold on, no, really hold on to something, it's never yours. It can never be yours. But the ability to know the reality and yet to let go, this is balanced outlook again. Holding on is extremity. If you're very content with everything, whatever people come and say, "No, I have enough, I'm just so satisfied with everything, I'm fine. Is that okay? What do you feel? Is that okay? Too much of contentment. Contentment is good, but too much of contentment, even values need balance. So too much of contentment is what? Laziness. You know, it's laziness. Too much of discipline. You know, I'm very particular, this is the time that things have to happen. Punctuality, and this glass has to be here. If it moves little bit, I'm not happy. It has to be that tidy, that clean, that perfect. So too much of discipline is what then? Stress. Any more thoughts? Forceful. Any more thoughts? Huh? Arrogance. Too much of discipline is stubbornness. Discipline is for you. You can't rub it on others. You can't say everybody has to be punctual. You are punctual? Great. Congratulations. Others all have to be punctual. This is not your value. Your value is only for yourself. But with others, you're flexible. No? That is a balance. You're very punctual, but you're flexible. And of course, you put it across a thought. It's good if you come in time. You know, that's okay. But you're worried and worked up and thinking so much about it. Why did it not happen? You tend to think a lot when you go into extremity. And a whole lot of people are troubled when you go into extremity. And it could be an extreme good, but it extremely difficult and bad. So to have that kind of balance, I remember just the center where we are, just next to the center, there is this finance building, finance department of a fertilizer company. They don't have enough place in their corporate office, so they have made one office next to our building. So it just so happened that there is one person who came and took the meditation course, and then he really enjoyed the course, and he had a lot of questions and he wanted to know more and everything. And then he asked my sister, "You know, I would like to come every day because it's just next door. You know, I can just walk in and meditate and all that." I said, "That's lovely, you can do that." After his meditation course was over, I must have messaged him a couple of times to tell him about some program or some meditation. He never came. And I didn't see him after that actually. He took the course and he must be practicing on his own. I don't know. A few days later, maybe probably a couple of weeks later, I saw him because we tend to see each other like we're on the same road, right? So he walked up to me and he said, "Sister, I'm really sorry. I'm not able to take out time. I've got so many things, so many projects and this and that." Well, I don't understand. So why don't you come like in the morning, you know, you start 5 minutes early from home, because his house is not that far. So you can come and for 5 minutes sit in the meditation room, you know, collect your thoughts, take a nice thought, you know, and then go to work. In a 9, you can punch in and that shouldn't be a problem, is it? That sounds good. I'm going to do that, sister. That's a lovely thought. Okay, he never turned up. I never saw him 5 minutes before 9. I never saw that. And then after a while, then again I meet him. Unfortunately for him, I had to meet him. So he comes up very excited and says, I'm really sorry, I couldn't come all these days and you have to find some way for me. I said, how about after work? You know, you're done with your work by 6 or something, 5 minutes next door, sit in the meditation room, little relax yourself, go back home. I think that's a good thing. Sister, I don't know why I didn't think about it. And he went, I never saw him. And so one day I was just walking back, going for a walk, and I see him there. And usually I have started in avoiding him eye to eye, because I don't want to make someone guilty all the time whenever they see me. So I said, you know, I better avoid this, and you know, I was just walking away. And he was standing outside and talking to somebody with his bike and this another man on his bike, and they both are talking. I walked away, and then I think it must have been another 40 minutes or something, and I came back. And as I was in approach in the center, and I see him still standing there talking to his friend, a colleague, whatever. He ran from there and he came to me. Didi, I know what you're thinking. I said, I'm not thinking anything. What do you mean, what am I thinking? He said, you are thinking, Didi, that I'm wasting my time. I said, main kuch nahi soch raha, I say, you know, I'm not. He said, sister, but I was wasting my time. 40 minutes I was standing there and talking just about nothing good. When we talk about balance, when we talk about how to manage time and how to have, you know, balanced amount of time at home, at work, the things that you, you know, enjoyed, leisure, everything, you can never do through your schedules and planning and your books and meetings. It doesn't happen that way. If you're thinking right, and you're speaking right, and you're not investing too much energy where, you know, too much talking is going on, and not too much into actions which is not accurate, you'll save a lot of time. I'll give an example. You're driving a car, let's say. And when you're driving the car, you know, usually it's like, it's quite comfortable. There is mostly AC inside. Yeah, you know how to drive. It's not an effort. Oh, now I have to put my leg on the accelerator. Oh, now I have to put on the brake. You don't have to think that. It's so natural. You know, you do that and you drive around the whole city. It's a most comfortable thing, and a lot of people will enjoy it also, right? But then a lot of people have come up and they say, sister, itna driving karna pada, itna driving, I got so tired. I'm so tired because I drove from, you know, that place to here. I always tell them, you are not tired because you were driving. You were tired because you're thinking about every other driver around you. Ye to ko kaise chala rahe? Dekho kaise? Ye kyun nahi? Why it doesn't he start faster? These thoughts tire you. Not driving. Never. Your work doesn't tire you. What you think about your work tires you. I'll give an example. There is this glass of water. Yeah. I have a very simple task which has been given to me, that I have to pick up that glass from here and place it here. How many thoughts do I require to pick up this glass from here and place it here? You're all sure it's only one thought, not 2 or 6, no? Just one thought. Now let us say I've been given this task and I have to lift this glass from there and place it here, and I'm thinking, why is it only I have to do everything? Why can't others do it? And probably everybody's taking advantage of me. 30 thoughts in the place of one thought. Won't I get tired? This glass is very simple. It does not require so many thoughts, but I'm habituated to think and think and think about everything. Today in the morning I was talking to somebody, and it's all about their daughter's university, you know, that where she has to go and why she has to not go there and so on and so forth. You know, but there is so much of, you know, energy. I was just talking to the daughter a few days ago, and I told her how simple it is when your parents are putting across something that they want you to do. You have to put across what you want to do. That's all you have to do. But then you are saying, oh, leave me alone, I'll do what I like. You know, you're being selfish because you want me to do what? This is a whole lot of words and lot of thoughts not needed. Not needed at all. And the more rigid we are, the less flexible others are. That's what happens. So, it is about what I should speak at the right time. It's not about I speak the best thing and the most beautiful thing at the wrong time. Pathetic, isn't it? I was mentioned the other day, there was this man who was working in one of these IT companies, and he had his team head coming up to him and he said, "Arey, jaldi jaldi kar, boss ko gussa aayega." He said, "Change the way you're speaking." So what do you want me to speak? What do you want me to say? You want me to say, "Kuch nahi karo, aram se baithe raho, kuch nahi karna." Aise main bolu kya? My role is to see that you work. So jaldi jaldi kar. He said, "No, change the way you're speaking." So what do you want me to say? Then tell me, what do you want me to say? He said, "You're saying jaldi jaldi karo, boss ko gussa aayega." Say, "Jaldi jaldi karo, boss khush ho jayega." Hai na? Bolna to wahi hai na? Lot of people say, "Sister, calm, if we remain very calm and all that, people will eat us up." You should know the technique, like the brother said, methodology. But until unless there is no stability here, where I haven't invested any energy to grow my spiritual strength inside, then I can't balance. Somebody was saying, you know, "You said this, so he's upset." Don't say that. Theek hai Benji, hum baat karne band kar denge. What is this? This is not the right, you know, way of seeing things. But karna hi nahi, baat hi nahi karna. Karna hai toh karte rehne hai. Ab baat bahut karte ho, chalo, baat hi karna band kar denge. Kaise hota hai? It is very easy to go into extremities, very easy. From one end to another, but you have to come in between. And to come in between, it's like the hub of that wheel, you know, the bullock cart wheel. And there is this thing in between which is very, very strong, and it stays right there. And because it is strong, the whole, you know, the wheel spins beautifully. Whether it's your relationship, whether it's your responsibilities, whether it's your connections, whether it's your health, everything works in a systematic way, because you're investing proportionally your energy in every direction. You know, I saw somebody midnight, it was like 11-ish, and we had a couple who had come from Mumbai, and I was showing them around. And there's this like necklace road, and there's a beautiful view, and so they had come back from sightseeing, and they said, "We have no time, we have a flight tomorrow, please take us." So we took her, and they were seeing. And then I saw one familiar person running at 11 o'clock in the night. And I thought, "Oh my God, who is this person? I know very well. And what is he doing running here?" So when we stopped the car, I called him and said, "Brother, what are you doing here?" He said, "Sister, I ate a gulab jamun today. So, I'm running." I said, "But you have a 2-month-old baby at home, your wife. They must be worried what you're doing. And if they call you are telling, 'I'm running on tank bund, you know, I'm running because I ate gulab jamun.' Does it make sense? You are thinking about your health. Congratulations. Wonderful. Are you balanced? Something wrong?" What am I obsessed about? If I am not investing my energy in the right direction, usually it creates trouble. Right? See, I happened to be talking to someone, and they said, I would really want to do something, for solving the problem at home. This was a group from Bharat Petroleum, and there was this person who heads, and he got up and he said, "I have to be honest." I said, "What is this honesty? What is it that you want to share?" He said, "I have a question for you. There is, myself and my wife, we get along very well. We have no problem. But there are certain bickerings that happen between us, which is, it actually has an impact on my work too, naturally, because it troubles me." "So what is it?" He said, "It's very funny." "So what is it?" He said, "The thing is, I don't have the habit of, taking care of my own things, especially when I open cupboards, right? Whether it's my clothes cupboard or any cupboard, I don't close it." I said, "Why don't you close it? As simple as that. When you open it, you just close it." "So no, I don't close it. I just remove my things and I get very busy with the things. I don't close. And there is this habit from my childhood that, I have my wet towel, like when I come from the bathroom, and then I throw the wet towel on the bed. Because I'm very much for getting dressed and I'm quite occupied with that, So what happens? Because there's so much fighting, so much argument, and it's been happening for so many years now. My wife says, "Why do you throw this wet towel? Why don't you close your cupboards?" And all that time, there is nagging, continuous nagging. Even if the whole situation is over and then in the evening I come back home and eating, she'll start, "You are the one who'll throw wet towels on the bed. You do this, you do that." "Sister, I'm having a hard time because all the time this is the argument at home. So what do I do?" I mean, there's nothing that one can do here. Even if I don't want to think about it, I'm thinking. So if you're telling me don't think too much, it's not working because I tend to think. I said, "You know what? If you have to stop thinking so much about it, you have to find the right method, what you're supposed to do. When she's doing it and she's telling you, 'You're doing this and I have to go and close all your cupboards behind you,' and you're saying, 'Please stop talking about it.' Okay, finish. I will not do it again. This is what you say?" He said, "Yes." Every time, and she won't accept my apology. I don't think so she ever will. You know what you have to do? It's at any given time, sometime, not during that time, but later on, you should go up to her. I asked her, "What's her name?" He said, "That is Shilpa." Okay? So you go up to her and say, "Shilpa, what would I do without you? Without you closing cupboards and removing these bed towels, where would I be? Because of you, I am able to do anything in my life. You are so great. You are being so patient and tolerant with me, Shilpa. You are there, so I am there." You say that. "Sister, what will happen?" I said, will she complain again?" "No, sister, she won't if I keep saying that." Do that. That is balance. But I'm sure it's very clear she is contributing, in your life. There was somebody who had come and I told him, "Appreciate, just appreciate your wife." Because she was getting up in the middle of the night and she's getting these thoughts to jump from the third floor where they are. She just wants to jump. So I thought, this is very dangerous. Either she has to go to a psychiatrist, get some medicine or something like that, because this is not good. So I spoke to the husband. I said, "She's getting these thoughts. I said, kuch to karna hai na, kyunki these thoughts are coming." "Nahi Benji, don't worry, I will lock the balcony. Problem wo hai kya? Wo nahi to aur kuch, something else you'll find. Why are you not understanding, brother?" "So okay, sister, what do I have to do?" I said, "Appreciate." I said, "What I should appreciate?" I said, "Like food, like she's cooking." He said, "Thank you, such a lovely food you made." Benji, main jhoot nahi bol sakta. I said, "Then it's very difficult, you have to find a way to appreciate." And nothing got into him, even though we had a long conversation, it didn't get into him. So I just left it at it. And I told her, I encouraged her to go and meet a doctor. I don't think she did that either. And it just so happened that another 2 months later, she came alone to meet me. And she said, "Sister, now I'm getting very different thoughts. वो thoughts नहीं आ रहे कि you know I want to jump. मैं रात को 2 बजे उठ के बैठती हूँ और इनको देखती हूँ, मुझे लगता है पत्थर लेकर इनको मारू. मैंने कहा, बाप रे, it is terrible. Huh? Why are you getting such a thought? I don't know, sister. Don't worry, I'm not going to do it. I said, no, it's not about doing, but this thought is wrong. So immediately I called Ajay bhai. Ajay bhai, aap aake milna please aaj shaam ko. From work you come. He said, I'll come. So I can't tell him this, no? I can't tell him your wife is getting such a thought. So I just told him, bhai sahab, please think she's feeling low. Appreciate karo aap. Nahi sister, kya appreciate karna hai? Ghar jaate jaisa chehra ka utra hua all the time. She's never happy, never she's smiling, she always has problem. Kyun main kya appreciate karun that you're always mood off? I said, no, kuch to honga bhai sahab, ab socho. I left it at that. And I kept talking to her on the phone on and off. And then one day, I don't know how much time later, quite some time later, he came up. He just walked in and said, sister, aapka jo hai na method, wo kaam kar raha hai. I said, sir, what did you do? He said, sister, I racked my head to think, abhi kaun si cheez mein appreciate karna hai? I kept on thinking. And then I remembered something. That from the day when we got married, I had told her, that when I eat cucumber salad, I like it cut long. Aur usme nimbu and namak dalte mujhe acha lagta hai. But not like that, you know, just slicing it. That I don't like that slice. But I like it like this. I had just mentioned, and in this 20 years of marriage, sister, she's never cut it like this. She's always cut like this. I know this is a little difficult than slicing, but she's done that. I said, okay, so what did you do? I went up to her and I told her, hey, Ramya, I want to tell you something. What? You cutting cucumber like this, so many years, great you are. You never cut like this. Because, you know, he really worked on this thought. And he went and told, sister, you won't believe it, that evening I went home, she's like smiling, ear to ear. That's what he said. Ear to ear, she's smiling, she's full of, you know, energy. Very little energy you can apply and not think so much. Because many situations you don't require to face so much and put in so much of thought, so much of tolerance. Koi zarurat nahi hai. But we invest because we're thinking too much. We think too much into things. What's that? There's nothing there. See, I'll give you another example. A couple had come and he said, sister, she's been fighting with my mother for the past so many years. So many years she's been fighting. They both fight all the time and both are mood off. And you know, I earn, I work hard and I come home for what? Isliye main kar raha hu. You know, when they are not happy at home, nobody is happy at home. So sister, you should teach her meditation and you should see that she is happy and she should feel good, you know what. So I thought, I want to hear from her also, no, her part of the story. So I looked at her and she was like blank expression. Nothing, like there's nothing to talk to you about, you know, like that. Suddenly this man got a call, you know. So he got up, he took this phone and he walked out. He said, sister, 2 minutes, you know, I'll take this call and come back. So he went out. As soon as he went out, she got up from that corner of that couch and she came running to me and sat next to me and said, दीदी वो आने से पहले हम बात कर लेंगे ना जल्दी जल्दी. मैंने कहा, क्या बात करना है? सब ठीक है ना? नहीं बहन जी, मैं बताती हूँ. वॉट एवर ही सेइंग इज ट्रू. आई एंड माई मदर इन लॉ हैव बीन हैविंग दिस फाइट्स फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम नाउ. देखो, कोई नई बात नहीं है, वे फाइटिंग. बट द प्रॉब्लम इज नॉट मी एंड द प्रॉब्लम इज नॉट माई मदर इन लॉ, द प्रॉब्लम इज हिम. कमाल है, आप दोनों लड़ रहे हैं और कह रहे ये इनका है, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है? He said, मैं बहन जी, मैं रो रही हूँ, मेरे मदर इन लॉ भी रो रहे हैं, समझो. एंड ही कम्स होम, व्हाट शुड ही डू? ही शुड कम टू मी एंड से, व्हाई आर यू क्राइंग? आई सेड, लुक, योर मदर इज लाइक दिस. शी सेड दिस, ओ माय मदर इज ओल्ड, शी इज नॉट गोइंग टू चेंज. ही शुड से दैट, शी इज नॉट गोइंग टू चेंज. छोड़ ना उनको, मैं हूं ना तुम्हारे, तुमको जो चाहिए मेरे से मांगो, मेरे से बात करो, मैं हूं ना तुम्हारे लिए. And the same thing he should do for his mother, because a mother also has nobody, you know. He should go to his mother and say, "Mama, kya hua? Tumhari biwi aisi waise. Mere biwi aisi hai mummy. Diddi hai, chhod dena usko. Main ho na mummy tumhare liye. I am there for you. Whatever you want, you ask me, you talk to me. Forget about her." He does nothing of this kind. Nothing he does. He stands there and says, "Be happy, be happy." Kaisa hota? Kaisa hota pata? He is investing a whole lot of energy where he wants to tolerate there. Karna kya hai? Tolerate karna hai wahan? Contribute karna hai. You have to contribute your energy there. जैसे साक्षी, हिंदी में कहते साक्षी बनना माना, दोनों लड़ रहे मैं देख रहा हूँ, बस लड़ लो, अब क्या कर रहे हैं? No, that is not how it is. Most of the time, we are contributing very beautiful qualities where it's not needed. And we get very bogged down by that. इतना मैंने सहन किया, अरे करने का कौन का, किसने कहा सहन करने का? What is it? अरे मैं इतना पॉजिटिव भी बना, तो बैलेंस भी होनी चाहिए रियलिटी का. सिस्टर आई वांट टू डू दिस बिजनेस. क्यों करना है? मुझको अच्छा लगता है. अच्छा लगना कोई रीजन है बिजनेस करने के लिए? देयर हैज टू बी द यू हैव अ वेरी प्रैक्टिकल हेड. यू हैव ब्यूटिफुल आइडियाज टू गो एंड गेट समवेयर. यू वांट टू अचीव. बट एट द सेम टाइम यू शुड ऑल्सो नो वेदर यू कैन टेक अप दोज रिस्क. Whether you will be able to face all the things that happens in business. Are you there? Do you know about that? If that kind of balance is not there. Now, nobody can teach you balance. You can't teach yourself balance either. Even if you tell yourself, kal se na, main jyada baat nahi karne wala. Kal se na, main bahut pyar se sabke saath vyavhar karunga. Kal se na, main bahut detached rahunga. Ho sakta hai kya? Always extremities. If I have to have the right balance, as I said, I have to be right in between. To come in between is to be influenced only by yourself. To be in between is to be spiritually strong. Very good foundation. When you are spiritually strong, automatically balance, it balances. And spirituality is not about sitting somewhere on Himalayas and doing tapasya for hours together. No. It's not that. For everything that I do, I'm investing one beautiful thought. I will have to. Nothing is mundane and ordinary. I don't go rush through life with one thing after another, one thing and after the. No. It's not about just doing. It's about being. And this 2 minutes, I'm taking the right thought and going ahead. And how many thoughts can I collect in the whole day? Matters. It really matters. So you're sitting here. You're going to sit here for another quite a few hours, I think so. But while sitting here, the thought you take, of course you're listening to all the nice things coming your way. But at the same time you're sitting here and you're thinking, everyone who's sitting here are wonderful people. And I'm sure, you know, they must be going through whatever they're going through in their own life story. But then I wish them all well. I wish them good. I wish them a whole lot of energy and patience. Can you think that? This moment, can you take that thought? Go ahead. Just for a minute. Think about everybody who's sitting here. Okay, you can do it. Was it difficult? Was it easy or difficult? Easy. If you can add these little moments all through the day, for everything that is happening around you, you are able to contribute automatically, and you will be remembered. You'll remember. The more the balance you have, the more blessings you receive. Automatically. You don't have to go tell someone, please have good wishes for me, please pray for me, please meditate for me. Koi aise poochte hain, okay, please bhejiye hamare liye meditation kar. You don't have to ask anybody. You know you're going the right direction because you have that balance. To wish good. I was flying, you know, like when I just mentioned you remembered, and personally, there is someone, you know, like, you know, I was flying from India, from Hyderabad to Mumbai, I think. I don't really remember where I was flying, but there was this air hostess I remember even till today. I happened to be in that flight, and there was this man sitting next to him, to me, he was Sikh, you know, the turban and all. So he was very tall and he had a middle seat. So he's feeling a little uncomfortable, I'm sure. And I offered him whether he wants to sit on the aisle where I was sitting. He was quite reluctant and he said, no, main theek hu and all. But I could see he was very uncomfortable. And I think he was the busiest man on that plane. Why? Because he had 3 mobile phones, all ringing with different tunes. Each one he'll pick up and tell, yeah, main toh abhi baith gaya, main abhi nikal raha hun, but pahunch jaunga and all. For all the phones he is answering and telling the same information. And the air hostess had to come and say, you know, put off the phone because we are taking off. And all through that, I think 1 hour flight, he was very restless. You know, maybe something he has to reach Mumbai very quickly. I don't know what it was. But as soon as we landed, and he was on the phone again, all his phones are ringing again. I said, main abhi bas bahar nikal raha hu, but this madam in front of me is not letting me go. Ab wo madam main hu. Ab my luggage is got stuck. And is not coming out, and he's like, he's so restless, I'm sure he has to go something important. So I said, he's laughing and he's talking and he's complaining and all. And then finally, you know, before I could take that luggage out, he tried to get out from the back one, you know, back door that was also open or something, I don't know. I came out. Usually in Air India, I don't expect much from an air hostess because usually they have the gesture like this, but wo gesture jo hai, aur unka chehra, it doesn't match. Because they're saying namaste, but the face, the kind of feeling they give you is that, come on, jaldi ghar jao, mujhe bhi ghar jana hai, chal, you know, like that. So I was just, you know, I would just keep looking at her and walk out. Before I could do that, this lady, she looked at me and she said, Om Shanti. I said, oh my God, she knows Brahma Kumaris. So I made a little way and then asked, you know Brahma Kumaris? She said, no, I don't know Brahma Kumaris, but I went and asked somebody, who is she in this white sari? Is she a nun? Is she a nurse or whatever? They said that she's Brahma Kumari. Wo Om Shanti karte rehte, you know. So she said, that's exactly what I am telling you, Om Shanti. So I said, you know what? You know what Om Shanti means? She said, no. I said, Om means I am the soul, Shanti is peace. That is, I am peace. So when you respond and you say Om Shanti, so you are peace. I am peace, you are peace, no trouble please. So she smiled and I was going to go out and this man, that Sikh man who was the busiest man, he was rushing out too. He came right behind me and he was rushing out. And as he was rushing out, she looked at him and she said, Sat Sri Akal. He stopped. He said, madam, you made my way, Sat Sri Akal. And he started talking Punjabi. And she said, no, I'm from Kerala, I'm not Punjabi. But he said, madam, you made my day. He was very, like, you know, his face was very cheerful. And he was so happy. He said, you made my day. And he walked out. I said, this lady can get paid, whatever she's being paid, by just standing there with no expression. She's paid for it. Fine and good. She's not going to get paid even 1 paisa more for saying Om Shanti to me or Sat Sri Akal to him. But she made his day, and I can understand that she added color, fragrance and spice in a most mundane job. That is what balance is all about. You have your values, they can't be bottled up. And they have to be expressed at the right time, the right place. Now you can't discriminate, yeah, chode na values ke chalega, yeah, chalega. To be able to contribute at the right time. Such an impact. I think that was her signature. And I remember her. I don't know where she is. But I remember her many times. Whenever I'm on Air India, I look around. I don't know where she is now. It's been so many years. You're remembered. Because that becomes your signature. What I'll do now, and I'll show you a list of virtues. You have a list of virtues here? In this list of virtues, I'd like you all to select that virtue that defines you. Don't be very judgmental about yourself. Don't think, oh my God, I don't have it all the time. No, predominantly which is there in you. From the time of your childhood till now, and you're watching yourself, see yourself as an observer and see, you know, that time and time again, this virtue has supported you, helped you, even took you to your peak moments. And for the world of it, you will not be able to live without it. It's a part of you. And a whole lot of people, especially your family members and people who work with you, can recognize this is what defines you. Yeah? So there is this, is it showing? Yes. There is this list. The 36 virtues. I'd like you to pick up that one that defines you. I'm sure all the 36 virtues are within you. There's no question about that. But there are a few very predominant. But I'd like you to select one. A whole lot of people ask me a question about detachment, whether it's a virtue or not. Detachment is not cutting off, it's not clinging on. That's what it really means here. Did you select? Did you? Do you need some more time? No? Now we'll do a small exercise. I know it will take 5 minutes, but that's okay. What I'd like you all to do is to reintroduce yourself. So let us say, my name is Shanti and I have no peace in my life. So, naam ka kya matlab hai? A lot of people have names that don't define them at all. So, whatever you selected right now should be your name. So, that defines you. So, what I'd like you all to do is to go up and meet everyone here, because I don't think you got an opportunity to meet each other here. But I'd like you all to meet each other, but by introducing yourself with that virtue. You're going, for example, you're going to go up to somebody and say, hello, I am patience. And the other person, for example, would say, oh, nice to meet you, patience. I am contentment. Oh, nice to meet you, contentment. Now, you know, I remember there was this company I was doing this program in. They all know each other very well. So people are just going up and introducing themselves, I am patience and all. And there's this man, he's looking, what patience? You know? Don't do that. Don't do that. Respectfully look at each other and know that that's who they are, you know, they're truly what they are, and greet them with that, you know, that kind of a vision, what we call as a spiritual vision, that you're seeing them as diamonds, who have this virtue. That's how you're looking, with that kind of value and respect. Nice to meet you. And you move ahead. How many of the people you can meet in this 5 minutes, it's lovely. You get this opportunity to meet each other. And please listen to the other person. When you are speaking about, you know, your virtue, your define, you are introducing yourself, see that the other person also is saying, and you listen to that. I remember somewhere else, they said, I'm enthusiasm. But he's not even listening to the other person. No, it's not like that. Look at each other. The vision of good wishes. So try that. And for this exercise, you have to get up and walk around. Go ahead. Okay, we get back. Thank you so much. Did you enjoy meeting each other and reintroducing yourself? Yes, yeah. So, what is your name, brother? What is it? Courageous. Thank you so much. I'm glad you didn't tell your name, you know. Yeah, okay. Your name, brother? What is that? Cleanliness. And your? Honesty. And yourself, behind? Cooperation. And behind it? Appreciation. Yourself was invited there? Yeah. Yes, tell me, all of you. Honesty, simplicity. Yeah. So the thing is, to be able to remember this again and again and again is awareness. Bringing about that awareness that I am this. I'm not ordinary. I have this virtue of simplicity, I have the virtue of honesty. And with this virtue, I can make impossible possible, and I have made things impossible possible. I have made difficult things easy. We'll do another exercise connected to this. Anita Ben will do this. We'd like at least 5 of them, Anita. 5 of them to come up on the stage. 5. Any 5 of you can come up on the stage. No tricks involved. It's simple. Yeah, come. Please come.
Can we have the stage lights? Yeah, this side. That's fine. Okay. So you can stand in a circle like this?
Circle, you want that?
Circle, yeah.
Why circle?
Okay, just a straight line.
Let them see them.
Yeah, straight line facing them. We'll be giving you this one slip each. You'll have to read it out. It's like you're enacting the role. Try and put as much feeling in it as possible.
Like you're all working in one department, you know, like that. So you're speaking out to each other. Mic wahan tak ja sakta? Mic wahan hai? You keep it and you give that to them. Okay, whatever.
Okay. Give it. You can start reading one by one. So you can start with as much feeling as possible.
Like you're telling others in your department what you feel. It's like that. Yeah.
Okay, it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can turn this side so that everybody can see you. Yeah.
See.
People criticize me for everything. I don't know, I do everything for people. I always like to help others. But whenever I see everybody criticizing me, everybody complaining about me, I don't know why they do like this. I've done lots for people.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People criticize me.
Yeah, people criticize, yeah.
Next one. Next. Can you pass on the mic?
What is this? Nobody taking any responsibility here. I have to do everything. Is it my work? Everything I have to do, nobody is taking their responsibility. Mm. I have to do every responsibility with myself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice. Very
it
nice.
It is so difficult for me to work with people. Mm. I don't know how to handle the people.
Whatever I do, no one appreciates me. I never get good results in spite of so much of effort. No good results at all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So you could visualize the scenario here. They're all working in one department. All of them are talking. Yes. They're just expressing the feelings. They're just thinking aloud, let's say. So it's a nice scenario. Feel good? Are they feeling good? Is everyone else feeling good? And people who are watching, who are hearing, nothing is happening good here. So how to change this to positive? We wanted the slide. How to change this to positive? Sorry? Appreciating them. We should appreciate them. What should they do? Radhikaman has a very beautiful idea for this. So let's see how it looks.
Yeah. What you have to do, all of you, to see the list of virtues again. And pick up that virtue you need to change that sentence to something positive. What is that virtue you think you require for that whatever you've expressed through that chit? What is that virtue you require? Even you can help them. So what is that virtue that you require so that you can change the sentence? And what would the sentence be? For what? Which sentence? For the lady, it is cooperation. So what should she say then? Her sentence was, it's very difficult to work with people. So what should the sentence be now? If you take up cooperation as the virtue. I'm very happy with everyone.
I'm cooperation from everyone.
But that's not the truth, no. That's not the truth. You're not getting cooperation from everyone. So, I will cooperate with everyone. Okay, and? Pardon? Huh?
Tolerance.
The heavy, that's quite heavy. Eh? Any more thoughts? But you are in the right. I am? I am self-confident.
Yeah, for my sentence that no one takes any responsibility, we can turn it like that way that, can you do some introspection like we have to at least take our own responsibility and we have to introspect ourselves, what we are roles and responsibility we have to align with us. Introspection we can change that word.
So everyone should introspect.
These are our responsibility with us and I think we have to introspect ourselves what roles and responsibility so that team can move ahead with their own responsibility.
I have to introspect myself where I should be able to contribute so that others are able to contribute better. Okay, thank you very much. So you are saying introspection is what is needed here in your thing. Okay, good. Yourself, brother?
My sentence was people criticize me for everything. So I start appreciating everyone for every little act.
Very good.
And
very good.
I don't have any expectations for anyone. I know that it will follow.
So when you appreciate, what happens is that you may not even want it, but they would make it a point to appreciate you. But it automatically comes back. It comes back, yeah. Yeah. Any more thoughts? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, brother.
So my sentence was, no one appreciates me. So rather than taking it negatively, I can say I am determined to do this work irrespective of what others say.
Okay. Thank you.
My sentence was, I never get good results in spite of so much of effort. So I should also introspect and see that why I am not getting good result, or probably I am expecting more.
Or maybe patience.
Yeah? Yes.
Thank you so much. Every time we get at this point, it's important, a similar point like this. The first thought that should come into your mind is that, I don't want to take this path. It's taking me, I don't know where it will take me. It starts with one thought, why people are like this, and that's it. It can take you in a totally different journey and it can create such a big sob story of yours. It's a never-ending sob story. So, at the very beginning of that little wrong journey, the wrong path, I have to see what is that virtue I require right now that can make it easy. Every problem you have, every problem you might be having, the solution is in this list. Right or wrong? I have little tolerance, little patience, little contentment. I have no problem. Because the person next to me has no problem with it at all. Because he has that virtue, which is little, you know, more than me. So that's not a big problem for him or her. So, if I have to be in the middle, I have to have this foundation very strong. And until unless I don't remind myself that this is who I am, again and again and again, it would just so happen that at any given time, I really don't know what is right, but whatever comes into my mind is what I do, what I speak, or what I think. Automatically. Because if I know, I'm free. If I don't know, I really don't know, like brother has mentioned the methodology, I don't know, then I'm in bondage because I don't want to think about it, but I'm thinking about it. I want to let go, I can't. I want to say, theek hai na, jo ho gaya na, ho gaya, past mein jaane nahi. And I wanted to do it, it didn't have a theek hai na, usme kya badi baat hai. To be able to, because it's not good for my health, it's not good for anything, because it has an impact in my relation, in everything that happens around me. But it can't happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. Chalo, balance aa gaya, fir spiritual strong ban gaya. So, you know, it's a journey. But the thing is, it takes every day a few steps. The one or two steps. A lot of people ask me, sister, how many minutes should I meditate every day? You know, it's not about how much time. How much dedicated are you with this process? and how much ever time you can and you want to. When if you ask me, I started with 2 minutes meditation. You might wonder, what is 2 minutes? I would think I can't concentrate more than 2 minutes. And that's a good beginning. That's a good start. No problem with that. I always share this anecdote in most of my sessions. But before that, you know, I also share this little story, which really happened, because it is so connected to the story that I tell later on. This really happened. This girl that, you know, I met her in 2001 or something like that. And she was married and gone to Delhi, and she came back to Hyderabad in 3 months and she wanted a divorce. And the worst part was, she was refusing to tell the reason of why she wants a divorce. So, I mean, who gets a divorce without a reason? So parents would keep on prodding and saying, tell us, they took her to a psychiatrist, they took her to an astrologer. You know, they took her everywhere, and someone told them, teach her meditation, she'll open up. So then they brought her to me, and what will I tell her anything? What meditation she learned? She sat there and she said, sister, whatever you want to speak, speak in 20 minutes, I have to go. So whatever I would speak, like, you know, she's seeing everywhere in the room but me. Jo bolna hai, bol do, mereko sunna nahi hai. And she would tell her father repeatedly, if you have love for me, get me a divorce. They asked the boy, what happened? He said, I don't know. You ask her. Hum toh theek te yahan. Pata nahi kya ho gaya unko. Theek hai. So then she's coming every day, and her mama, her chacha, her father. So many people are calling me. Tell her that the 24-year-old divorce hoenge, the life kya and all. So that she is not ready to listen. Now what am I going to tell her? The fourth day, I just happened to say, you know, people don't change. It's very difficult for people to change. Maine itna hi bola. She turned to me and she said, sister, you are right. Maine kaha, I hit the target at last. Eh? I said, good. Eh? So, okay, so people don't change? No, sister, they don't. I said, whom are we talking about? She said, my husband. So she said, please don't tell anyone, sister, but I'm going to tell you the truth. What is it? Sister, I come from a cultured family. Kaise khana, kaise peena, kaise baithna, kaise chalna. My parents have taught me all that, and I have come from such a family. Ye family mein jahan main gayi hoon, isme koi culture hi nahi hai. This man has no culture, really, no. Why do you say that, sister? You should see how he eats. Kaise khate? Wo khana kabhi plate mein nahi rehta, bahar nikal jata hai. Are baapre, ha? Pura table ke upar khana hai sab. Like that he eats. Oh, then you tell him, no, not to eat like that. It's simple for the divorce wife. Tell him, don't eat like that, eat with a spoon or whatever. Sister, he is saying, main bachpan se aisa hi hoon. Mere mummy ne mere ko accept kiya, tu kaun hai? He is using the thing, tu. Sister, what is this? I said, okay, koi baat nahi, bada plate laga dena. Said, nahi sister, I can't take a big plate or restaurant or somewhere else. I don't think so, I can do that. He is impossible to live with. Then I said, is that the only reason why you want to divorce him? He said, yeah. So I said, look, see, he must be having some virtues, no? She said, no, this habit ke saamne wo sab cancel ho jate. I said, theek hai, iske liye dawai hai. Divorce kyun karna? Dawai le lena. I should give it to him. Nahi, tumko problem hai na. Wo toh achha khasa, he is eating and he is happy. You are having a trouble, so you should take that medicine. But this is a medicine, you don't take it through your mouth, you take it through your mind. She said, what is that medicine? I said, every time he is eating his food, if you are there, you should think, I am a mother. She said, main koi maa nahi hu. No, you are not. But when you become a mother, does anybody teach you? Do you have to go to university to have love and compassion and all that for your child? Nee, nobody teaches you that. It automatically comes. That means it was already there within you. It prepone kar do na. You know? Abhi wo, he is saying my mom has accepted me. So you think I am a mother. So wo acceptance aa jayenga. And you will be able to clean it up and not feel bad. She says, sister, doesn't sound very practical. I said, nahi. Aap karke to dekho 3 mahine. it's like a medicine. So every 3 times, whenever he's eating, I'm a mother. It's smriti love, no? It's like awareness. You keep building that on that. She built up the courage. She went back. And I was hoping that she would not call. But in 1 week time, she called up. She said, Didi, aapke liye bahut aasan hai. Ashram mein baith ke aap bata de rahe. Humko takleef hai. Main nahi rehne wali. Main wapas aa jayenge, Didi. Maine kaha, dekh. Soumya, this is 3 month medicine nahi hai. Ek hafte mein thode na result aayenge aapko. 3 month karo, fir baad mein dekhenge. So 3 month bhi ho gaya, 6 month, she never called. I was very happy. And then the next year she came down. The very day she came, I think the next day, she came to meet me. I was, you know, wondering, you know, what is the conversation going to be. So simply I asked her. I said, everything is okay? She said, okay. Achha? I said, your husband is okay? Haan, okay. Arre wah, kya baat hai? He's eating okay? No, but I'm okay. Situation wahi hai, but my threshold to accept it, my threshold to tolerate it, my threshold to know it's okay, has increased. Utta hi chahiye na humko. Apni capacity badh jaye, to problem kya hai? Problem hai, kyunki problem ke hisab se hamari shakti nahi hai, kum hai. Shakti badhana hai, bas utta hi kaam karna hai. So the thing is, as I said, it's not going to happen overnight. If you have to build something in you, if somebody goes to a gym and works out, how much every day he works out? In Mumbai, they called us to inaugurate one very popular celebrity gym. Myself and somebody, we went there. And everybody, that is the time for the trainers. And all of them were standing in front of the mirror and doing this, continuously looking at themselves and doing that. I said, what kya practice chal rahi hai? Then I was talking to somebody and said, what do you do, sister? We have to train others. Celebrities aate, unke mood aise rehte, unke attitude kaise rehte. So we have to practice, you know. If we are strong, we look like bodybuilders, then we can tell them what to do. So isliye mujhe humko banna hai pehle. I said, do you miss even one day? I said, nahi hota hai. There is no thought also that we can miss even one day. We can't. Every day we do it. At least a few minutes, but we have to do it. Then I said, what happens when you keep doing it? We are prepared. We are really prepared then to teach others or to tell others. So I said, this is such a simple thing. If only I built my spiritual muscles here, I'll get the right kind of thoughts, no? At the right time. I'm prepared, no? Ki wo jo thought chahiye wo samay pe, baad mein yaad aayenge to kya fayda batao? To sankalp ki siddhi hai, jo sankalp rahi samay pe aana chahiye, na? Wo time pe aana chahiye. Wo beetne ke baad aaya to gone. So this is small little anecdote I read long back and I've always shared it in most of my sessions. This is about this lady who goes to a magician. Somebody who makes this magic potions and things like that. So she goes up to him and she says, magician ji, aap mere liye ek aushad banao. You know, some magic potion banao. So that when I give to my husband, and if he were to drink it, he should feel love. अभी उनके अंदर तो only anger and anger is only there. There is no love. So do you have something magical potion? He said, madam, yes. I can make a magic potion for you, but if you get me the whisker of a lion, then I can make that potion and give you. नहीं तो हम बना नहीं सकते. और ये शेर का whisker मैं कहाँ से ले रहा हूँ? पता नहीं. लेकर आओ. It seems in the outskirts of her village, there is that forest or something like that. कहते थे कि वहाँ शेर आता है पानी पीने. So she made up her mind, मुझे देखना ही है शेर को. So she went from a real long distance. She waited and waited for the lion, and the lion really came to drink water. So she was standing at a distance and she could watch that lion, and she came back home. But what she started doing every day was that very in a time, that very exact time, she would reach the forest and see the lion and come back home. But the thing is, every day she will take 2 steps forward. ऐसे करके दो दो स्टेप लेके she was going on and on, slowly. And she came to a point, in 6 months she came very close to the lion. And then finally, what will she do? She tiptoed towards the lion finally, and she plucked the whisker. The lion said, "Nothing, chal, bale, dekar jao, koi baat nahi." So she took that whisker and brought it to this magician. Said, "Finally, I've got the whisker. With 6 months of effort, I've got it." So he watched it and he said, "Oh my God, this is a real whisker of a lion." I said, "Yeah, it is a whisker of a lion." Then he just threw it into the air. She started crying. Said, "What is this? 6 months of effort, you have fake thing." I said, "Madam, when you can tame a wild animal in 6 months, what is your husband? Really, what is it? Kuch bhi nahi. But what do I have to do? Every day, 2 steps at a time. 2 steps at a time. Somehow, in the destiny of, you know, what is happening in the world, you were brought here. Yeah? You didn't decide. You somehow were brought here. And I personally feel, and a whole lot of us feel, it's God who brought you here. Because of your set virtues, your qualities, your intentions, your thought has brought you. It matched him. There is a purpose in everything that you do and what life you're living. There is some purpose and there is some contribution that you have to make. And you are making, in fact. But it's brought you here to empower you. So when you carry these thoughts, it's about the theory that you're getting here every day. Of course, you have a little bit of meditation experience also. But the thing is, balance is when you take these thoughts and you think about it and see how much you're going to bring it into life. Until unless it doesn't come into life, it's not taking those 2 steps at all. Yahai, we cannot finish it. It has to come into what you do. Thank you so much for listening to me. Om Shanti.
खुद को हम बदले इतना जब ये जाए बदल।